You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Amy Scott. Almost 3 weeks ago now, rain triggered massive mudslides in the hillside community of Montecito, a wealthy enclave 90 miles north of Los Angeles in Santa Barbara County. That disaster came on the heels of the largest wildfire in California history. The mudslide killed at least 21 people. Hundreds of homes were damaged and tons of mud and debris spread everywhere, including on a major Southern California freeway. Marketplace reporter Aaron Schrank spent a few days in Montecito looking at the cleanup efforts there. Aaron, good to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Amy.
So describe the feeling right now in Montecito. What is it like there?
Well, I was able to get to the area about a week ago now, and I should mention I had to take a three-hour detour from here in Los Angeles to get there because at that time, a stretch of the 101 freeway that's typically traveled by more than 100,000 cars per day was still covered in mud and debris, and that not only disrupted commutes but also caused traffic problems for hundreds of work trucks that have begun hauling debris away from the impacted area really around the clock. So that part of the cleanup is completed, the 101, but crews are now really just beginning the process of removing the debris from the rest of the hillside. And it's safe to say that county officials have really never seen an event quite like this. That's what Santa Barbara County Public Works Director Tom Fayram told me.
The enormity of this thing that we call a debris flow that is a mixture of logs and rocks and everything coming down is just, it's something that's indescribable to even see. And then, of course, you look at the devastation it caused, and it's just very heartbreaking.
Yeah, I mean, people are dealing with the loss of their loved ones in the midst of this enormous cleanup. Can you describe at all what the recovery area in Montecito looks like right now?
Yeah, as Tom said, it is certainly hard to describe, but in the hardest hit parts, some homes have been completely ripped from their foundations. There are power lines and trees that are cracked and down. Massive boulders have rolled through. And in an event like this, debris can come down the mountain like a freight train at speeds of as high as 40 miles per hour. And so plenty of homes are full of mud, certainly, but the cleanup priority right now, especially for the federal government, is actually clearing tons of rock from massive debris basins that were filled up by this event, really to prepare for any more rain. And that debris basin work won't be completed until the end of February, even as trucks move really around the clock to do that work. Workers are also clearing roads and creeks, but nobody's even begun to remove debris from private property yet.
Wow. And where does all this stuff go? Where are the crews putting it?
Yeah, it's a good question because officials there are really scrambling to figure out where to put it, where to dump all this rock and mud and other stuff. Local landfills can't handle it, so some of it's actually just being stored for now at a local fairgrounds, for example. The Army Corps of Engineers doing that debris basin work that I mentioned is sending its trucks 50 miles away to a landfill, which certainly adds a lot of time to an already logistically difficult operation of hauling rock out of a limited access hillside community like Montecito. Officials even got an emergency order to dump some of the finer dirt from the hillside on local beaches. A county environmental planner named Seth Shank was overseeing things at one of those beaches where bulldozers were pushing dirt into the surf. And he told me that this is necessary because there's just way more debris than any regional facilities can handle right now.
Basically, 90% of the material is on private property, and so there is a huge volume of material still out there that's going to have to be dealt with.
And any idea when that will start to happen?
Well, there's no timeline yet. Authorities really want to be careful and are urging homeowners to be patient because they don't want the hillside clogged with even more work trucks that would make cleanup more of a headache. They say a plan for private disposal will be announced next week. And so I spoke with a lot of homeowners at a local assistance center and community information meetings who were asking about next steps, like this guy, Charles Newman.
We are confronted with a situation where we have probably half an acre of mud 3 to 4 feet deep, and what to do with it, what to do about it.
Some of these homeowners are wrangling with their insurance companies to cover these damage and cleanup costs. Mudslides are technically floods for most insurance purposes, but since this was a disaster created by another disaster, the wildfires, there should be special provisions in play so that insurance covers the mudslide damage. And actually, in the wake of this disaster, there's legislation proposed in California to require insurance companies to do so.
All right, Marketplace's Aaron Schrank describing what is just an unimaginable situation in Montecito, California. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Amy.